This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Bill Currier is the state chair for the Republican Party. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the announcement out in the past couple of days that the GOP in the state launching another effort to recall Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Tell us about how this one evolved.
Well, the executive committee, which is the board for the state party, made a decision to endorse and support the Stop the Abuse, Recall Kate Brown campaign, which is a separate effort. And I filed as chief petitioner on that recall effort to remove the governor.
And obviously, we had the recall campaign, actually two of those last year, fell a bit short, but yet because the number of voters is way up because of some of the changes in state procedure, you apparently were pretty confident, given the number of signatures that were gathered, that there was a potential to have this effort be successful.
Yes, we fell short by about 8% in what I call round one last year. We're calling this round two. We're starting from a base of signers that have already signed the petition in round one, 100% of which in a poll showed that they would sign again. Plus, we have all of the people from that are basically disenfranchised because of the way the COVID-19 situation was handled. And, you know, the 200,000 plus people that can't get unemployment benefits and have been waiting for months. So it's just the momentum is building against the governor on this, just the way things are being handled. So we're actually in a much stronger position now than we were before.
One of the things, though, about it during this time of COVID-19 and social distancing and all of that, that's got the potential to impact how you interact with people.
Yes, it does. That's a good point. The state fair, the county fairs were a great place to collect signatures in round one last year. And the governor has shut those down through at least July 6th. But those represented about 20% of the total signatures that we collected. And with the base that we have from last year, we can start with that, which is a much higher number. So basically, we can offset the fact that large events have been canceled by the governor.
So how's the effort going to proceed from here? We're just getting into the summer months. Oftentimes, people are headed off and a little harder to find. That's probably not going to be the case this year with less events going on, et cetera. But what kind of plan do you have to start gathering signatures in earnest?
We have over 1,000 people right now signed up and establishing locations and a presence in every county in the state. We have an infrastructure of leadership and resources that are being supplied to them. So all of the petitions they need, all the signage, all of the materials that they need to get businesses involved, which are even more supportive this time than before because they've been severely impacted, of course. And so we are going to basically, we hope today to have the approved petition sheets from the Elections Division at the Secretary of State's office. We filed on Monday, but they are still processing our paperwork, so to speak. And so as soon as we have that, those will be in the hands of the circulators throughout the state.
So what was the response, and maybe you'd already done this before the announcement Monday, but what's been the response as you've interacted with the county Republican parties around Oregon to this attempt?
We have about 33 of the counties on board, the county parties on board. There's several that are still getting set up or organized. They tend to be the smaller or more rural counties, so they're less impactful, but in terms of the overall number of signatures we need to collect. But last time, that's a good point, last time in round one, we basically did not have the chance to organize. Now we've had 6 months of organizing and planning, and we have pretty much everybody on board, and not just the county parties. There's far more people outside the activism of the party, so to speak, that are involved in this.
One of the things that your release mentioned is that last time around, nearly a third of the signatures came from people who were not Republicans.
Correct. Yes, and we anticipate that that will even go higher. It's very important to have a large percentage of the signers be non-Republican because, you know, in the state of Oregon, there are more registered Democrats than Republicans, and many, many Democrats are signing as well as non-aligned or independent voters. So that extra percentage, so to speak, of 32 or 33% is what will push us over the line when it comes time to have it on the ballot.
A lot of people, too, if especially on the younger end of things, if they're getting added automatically to the voter roll, are going in as unaffiliated voters, and unless they decide which of the two major parties they're in or one of the other minor parties, they're listed as unaffiliated as well. So then I'm sure you're going to be interacting with a lot of them.
Yes. In fact, a lot of people have had an interesting situation with their voter registration being changed unbeknownst to them. It's always been a problem in Oregon, under the mail-in ballot situation. However, probably in part due to the way things are being done with the DMV in terms of registering voters, we're seeing many more cases. In fact, exponentially an increase in number of cases this year with people who have had their registration changed. And we are investigating that. We've been in contact with the Secretary of State's office. And we hope to get to the bottom of that. It's not just a matter of people making mistakes. There's something happening that needs to be corrected.
It's very rare for a governor to be recalled. I didn't get a chance to look for data this morning, but from either side of the aisle, regardless of whether the person in office is a Republican or a Democrat, it's a pretty steep road to pull that off. Why do you think you can be successful this time?
Well, that's a really good point. There has never been a successful statewide recall of a statewide officer in Oregon. However, in round one last year, we gathered more signatures than any prior effort to recall a statewide officer. And this year, of course, with the COVID-19, the way that COVID-19 has been handled, and plus the fact that we have all of these signers from before on board, well, most of them, of course, we don't know that they all are, but statistically, it's almost all of them. And that just gives us enough to close the gap and finish the job.
And it would seem that this would get more attention this year around because we're in a presidential election year where people are paying more attention to those kinds of issues.
Yes, they are. This election will be prior to the November election, so it will not be on that ballot. It will actually be conducted, by law, it has to be conducted within a certain amount of time after the required number of signatures are collected.
And so the time of the election then will just be kind of floating until you, if you get enough turned in?
the end of the 90-day period that we have to collect signatures will fall around the end of August. And by law, it has to be within about 35 to 50 days after that. So we're looking at an early to mid-October special election to recall the governor.
So that would almost be just, especially with vote by mail, almost right on top of the general election, though they'd be separate.
They would have to be separate by law just because of the timing. Yes. And in fact, the results of this election will likely impact the general election.
I want to ask you a little bit about your background. How did you get involved in the Republican Party and get to this level as party chair for the state?
It's 2020, about 14 years ago. I didn't even know what a precinct committee person was, which is basically an activist in the party. But all major parties have what are called precinct committee people in Oregon. And I had just been elected mayor of my small town, and a bunch of people, unbeknownst to me, wrote me in and elected me as a PCP, which is a grassroots level activist in the party. And I just enjoyed, the opportunity to make a change in Oregon, starting at the county level. And then I ended up in 2013 being elected to the vice chair position in the state party, and then I was subsequently elected chair, and this is my third term as chair of the state party.
All right, Bill Currier, head of the Oregon Republican Party, talking about the effort to recall Oregon Governor Kate Brown. Bill, anything else you want to share before we go?
No, I'd encourage people to, visit our website, katebrownrecall.org. That's again, katebrownrecall.org, to get more information and find out where their closest signing location is.
All right, Bill Currier, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good morning.
8:42 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. This is the Morning Report.